After Mayor Ray Nagin delivered his plan to rebuild New Orleans, the public was invited to comment. Here are a few of those comments.
Hello, my name is Cora Charles, and I'm here. I'm from the Lower Nine. And I'm here to talk about what I keep hearing about we rebuild at our own risk. And that bothers me. Because if the mayor and the rest of you remember, the city of New Orleans flooded because of the breach in the levees. And that's the only reason. Okay, so I want to take a step back when you talk about building at your own risk. Lakeview was flooded. Mid-City, UNO and surrounding areas, Gentilly, Pontchartrain Park, Upper Ninth Ward, Lower Nine, Araby and Chalmette. And I hear no one saying, don't rebuild in Araby and Chalmette. I don't hear that. And that bothers me. I want you to know this. The persons who live in the Lower Nine, they were homeowners. I was a homeowner. 35 years I worked to pay for the property that I own, plus my rentals. Not only that, I paid my tax bill. I got the tax bill in December, and I paid it before January 31st. And on the back of that, it said police and school, and now I can't even get a school open in the Lower Nine. The young man said, maybe I can get my taxes back. Is that possible, Mayor? And I guess what really bothered me was this risk, building at my own risk. Do you know, I just want to call this to your attention, the geography. New Orleans is surrounded by water. If you go north, it's the Pontchartrain Lake. If you go west, it's the Bunny Carey Spillway. If you go south, it's the Mississippi River. And if you go east, you got Lake Bourne and all of the little tributaries and the wetlands out there. So who's at risk? Thank you.
I'm Deshiel, and I'm a Lower Ninth Ward and Holy Cross community resident. Ms. Charles spoke eloquently about the issues in the Lower Ninth Ward. That is, the disaster was man-made. The disaster was man-made. Had the Corps of Engineers not failed in its mission, not been negligent, there would have been no disaster. The Corps of Engineers, the port, the businesses that have supported the keeping the Mr. Go open should pay. They should pay. They should make us whole. Congratulations on your economic development plan and your transportation plan. I think, especially economic development, I think it's well thought out, and I mean, it seems like it's going to work. Infrastructure, I can't believe after the lives that were lost here in our city that the BNOB would not support the immediate closure of the Mr. Go. There's no excuse for that. And yes, economic development is our lifeblood. Business is our lifeblood. We all need money. But how can you equate that kind of money with human lives? It's blood money. Blood money. As far as the Urban Planning Committee goes, I served as co-chair on the subcommittee for sustainability. And I have to say, I had a problem with the planning committee's process. I've written the mayor and several other folks about that problem, but the fact that the committee that I sat on, I in my community have worked for years to stop the Industrial Canal project, which is something that would tear apart the community, something for which there is no justification, there's no financial justification, there's no economic justification, there's no moral justification. The fact that that committee would endorse such a project when one of the commission members is the only one who stands to benefit from it. And I'm speaking of Mr. Bollinger, who left the room. But there is no question that it's an outrage. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, panel, members of the community. My name is Baba Tunji Ahmed, and I'm representing New Orleans Contractors and Skilled Craftsmen Consortium. One of the biggest problems that I have with this Bring Back New Orleans, the Louisiana Recovery, and all these other names, is that the workers, the people who represent the descendants of the people who built this city, the roofers, the plumbers, the bricksmiths, masons, we are not even in the mix. You're talking about rebuilding a city without us. How can you rebuild a city without us? Mr. Cannizzaro, where's Mr. Cannizzaro? You had workers lined up at the Mexican border with disaster companies. Those brothers were hungry for work. They were here before the floodwaters even came down. How come FEMA, if they were about the right thing, they knew what our skills were. They could have said, would you like to go back home and rebuild your city? We're going to put you in a hotel at $50 an hour. They brought in Chuck. They brought in Halliburton. We're not going to lick their toes. We're not going to kiss their behinds. This is our city. It's up to us to rebuild it, just like the people in St. Bernard are rebuilding theirs. Just like the people in Florida rebuilt theirs. Why can't we be any different? We want our craft people back. They're willing to come home. We put together a housing plan, Mr. Mayor, to house our workers for 60 days, supply them with the tools and medical services and food and housing. We want our workers back to rebuild our city. When you looked around, it was us on the roofs. It was us with the nail hammers and saws. What's going on? Somebody is trying to keep us away from the economic pie in this construction economy. Halliburton, we ain't going with it. Shaw Group, governor, it's not right. The genocide, you took our schools. Our schools need to be repaired. We want our schools back, Mr. Mayor. We paid for them. They belong to the city. They're our schools. Our children are on the street right now. The summer is coming. We want some programs, and we're going to create them. This is a new paradigm. We can't think pre-Katrina anymore. We have to be creative, and we have to be firm, because we have enemies who want to keep us out of here. The smaller footprint means you don't want my mama back. You don't want my grandkids back. You don't want my sisters and my brothers with this smaller footprint. You got mad at the mayor because he said Chocolate City. I'm with him 100%, but without the nuts, the macadamians and the peanuts, the St. Charles Avenue, and those little ragamuffin brothers. I put them together. The racists and the petty criminals go hand in hand. I'm for the Chocolate City, without the nuts.
Hi, my name is Brendan Lind, and I'm down here with a group of 16 high schoolers from Moscow, Idaho. We've been down here for 2 weeks, and we've been gutting houses and stuff. And while we've been down here, we've talked to a lot of people, and the theme that I get from people is everyone has a lot of hope down here. All the people have a lot of hope. And there may be difference of opinion, but there's a lot of hope. And I think that you guys can take one thing from this, is that there's a lot of hope for New Orleans, and hopefully you can make a better New Orleans than there ever was before.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor and Mr. Chairman and members, I want to commend you. I know it's been a rough ride. I only have 3 points I'd like to make. Firstly, Mr. Mayor, I think you did an eloquent job of saying that the money ought to follow the damage. 75%, I think it was, in this region, 60%+ in New Orleans. And it's my request that when the money gets to New Orleans, it also follows the damage, which is basically Lower Nine, Eastern New Orleans, etc. So we've got to be lazy. I don't want to leave anybody out. But my Gentile, but my point is, I don't want to select neighborhoods, but using that standard, I think that's where the money should go. And the second point is, in a report, it talked about lower line areas of Eastern New Orleans. And I'd like, because I'm going to get many calls when this hits the news, and I know this is not a question and answer, but at some point, it needs to be publicly clarified what's the definition of lower line areas of Eastern New Orleans. Yeah. We have a real need to know. And last but not least, I really urge you, Mr. Mayor, and this entire commission to have a special meeting after this meeting to reconsider your recommendation about taking authority away from the city council. Now, somebody said that earlier, and I understand the buzz, and I understand the reform, and I've been around a little while. But let me say this to you. The people elect the city council. We have three branches of government: judicial, executive, and legislative. So you want to take the legislative branch away and give it to some appointed somebody when it comes to zoning and regulation, a lot of other things? It's not a good idea. Might be a popular idea in some segments. It's a bad idea. If the people make a wrong decision, they ought to live with it. If the people make a right decision, they should live with that too. But it's the people who decide who represents them. They got 23 people running against you and a zillion running against everybody else. Somebody's going to come out of this. So let the people decide. What good does it do to have an election if we're going to take their authority away? And I got to tell you, I've had some bad experience with some of those regulatory bodies you all have. It's not a good idea. So I'm going to ask everybody to go reconvene after this. It's not too late. Rethink it and reverse it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Don Everard. I live at 718 Josephine Street. I was listening to the mayor's comments before, and one of the things I heard you say was that in terms of the community development block grant money that would be coming to the city, that you were planning to dedicate 25% of it to low and moderate income housing. I also heard you say that some money, CDBG money, would go to IDAs. My understanding of reading the law on CDBG says that 70% of all CDBG funds need to go to low and moderate income people. And I'm curious about the other 40 or 45%, and I think that people who know the law would be curious about how that other 40 to 45% is going to impact the lives of low and moderate income people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, my name is Marty Rowland. I'm with a group called C3, Concerned Community Compassion. I'm also a civil engineer, urban planner. I will have to thank you, Mr. Mayor, for eliminating the word efficiency when we talk about government. I think that was a comment I made last time, because efficiency means helping out a few. Cost more money to be equitable, and I think that was a good point that you brought up. Maybe it was unconscious, but I did notice that. I also, in the C3 group, we represent people in public housing, and there's a story that was in the Times-Picayune not long ago. Nisha Jackali mentioned about how St. Bernard Housing Project had been a haven for the people escaping the flood, and this is a very important point, because St. Bernard Housing Project was not damaged that severely. I have some disagreements with Dr. Jarman about this, and I'm in communication with her. There's thousands of units of public housing that could be immediately reopened, and this is where affordable housing could start up. And we're in contact with hundreds of housing development residents, In fact, we have a town hall meeting on March 25th, on Saturday at 5 p.m., 400 North Rampart, St. Jude Community Center. And we're going to be having little charrettes. We're going to have residents talk about what they want their community to look like, just like all the other communities. And also, I'd like to tell you that there's a lot of communities that are going to challenge you face-to-face, breast-to-breast on this redevelopment. The Tulane Gravier neighborhood, for example, they're way ahead of the game. New Orleans East, they have their meetings. I'm a member of Gentilly Terrace and Gentilly Civic Improvement Association. We're ahead of the game, so we're going to be facing you face-to-face in all these. And,
thank you, sir.
You can guarantee time. That we're going to help you. This process along. Thank you.
For Community Gumbo, this is Brian Denzer.